Okay. Let's see a little bit about them Tosis. Tosis starts out first proving Noshim did mitzvah Shaman Grama, and then basically bringing Rabbi Tam's Raya by us, the same Raya that our Tosis brings from Rav Yosef, that it must be a Summa can make brachas. And if a Summa can make brachas, then Noshim could also make brachas. That's what he says. But then he says, right, he says, even if they're not mitzvah, they're making a bracha. He says, and don't worry about brachas and tzricha, don't worry about baltisa, because in such a case there is no baltisa. He brings a raya from Emes V'yatsev that if it's a suffix, you go back. You go back, because it's a suffix the raya of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why don't you say, don't go back if it's a topic deraisa of leisisa if you go back. So it is, when it's a form of a bracha, that's not leisisa deraisa. Bracha of a tola is not leisisa deraisa. I'm giving Hashem's name a context. Hashem, shakol ni b'dvaroi. That's not leisisa. It might be a problem, bracha of a tola. But it's not the, like you said, it's not the shav. It's that Tosis big yisoy. That's important yisoy that comes out from this Tosis. Fine, but then he says, "Miu ain kol kach raya misuma." Right, the fourth wide line, and this is what we saw. A similar thing in the Ran by us. Yeah, that there's not such a raya from suma to an isha. Taaf agav the suma pata midaraisa midarban and miu chayiv. How do we know that? Because the muach ahida arbi psachim. That Gemara brought before about the Haggadah that Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes used to be moitzi everybody in the Haggadah. So Gemara over there said, how could they be moitzi them in the Haggadah? They're not chayiv. According to Rav Yehuda, right? Gemara asks that, right? And it says no, because they held matzah b'zman hazeh d'rabban. Since matzah b'zman hazeh d'rabban, I guess that means the whole secret is mitzvah is d'rabban, according to that shito. Not that we paskin, but that, yeah. And therefore, they can be moitzi them. No, so that what did that, what would that mean? So Tosfos says, the Mishan, the Gemara over there answers, "Ksavir of Sheshir of Yosef Batzim Zadat Derabbanan." Ulakach Yichodin Loitzia Cherin. Shmamin Adinu Nami Midrabban. Must be they were also Chayiv Midrabban. Because how you're answering the Kash? The whole problem was they can't be Moitzi them. No, since it's Midrabban, they could be Moitzi them. That means that they're also Chayiv Midrabban. But Kevin the Mechayiv Midrabban Yichodin Lavarech. But they can make brachas. Because then there's no worse than their Chanukah and all the mitzvahs to Rabban. So therefore, you have no right to learn from a Summa to an Isha. An Isha, like Tosfos by us already proved from the Avchof and Brachas, is not Chayiv at all, even with Rabban. And therefore, just because the Summa can make a Bracha doesn't mean she can make a Bracha. Miwi says, Yesh Lidchois, you could be Doich in the Saraya. The Rishos Yokal Lohitzi by Chayuva de Rabbanon. That it could be Pshat the Gemara is that really the Summa is not Chayiv, but since they held Matzah B'zman Hazeh as Derabbanon, someone who is not Chayiv at all, someone who is Mamash Rishos, could be Moitzi Achiv Derabbanon. K'moi Kotan Demavarech La'aviv B'perek Mishamesai. If his father only ate the Kazayis, and his father did not eat Kedei Sviya, which would be the Doraisa de Kachiv of benching, if the father only had a Derabbanon de Kachiv of benching, the Kotan could be Moitzi him. Oh, so the fact that he can be moitzi them, maybe is not such a raya. I mean, the fact that the Gemara says since matzah is only derban and therefore Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef were able to be moitzi them in the Haggadah, maybe it's not such a raya that they were chayiv midirban. Maybe a rishos can be moitzi chayiv derban, and that's all the Gemara means. Oh. But now we get to the Ran's Raya. Now he gets to our Ran, the Ran in Kiddushin. Where is it? Right, the Ran's Raya. Mashma. Ha, if you once saw. Ava Gav Denisma Eno of Ibn, who's blind now. Poires. V'amai v'apoyter Rabbi Yehuda suma b'kol mitzvah b'toyroh b'perek ha'choyvel. Aval im d'rabbanan chayev nicho. But if you chayev d'rabbanan, then it makes sense. Mishum hachi ha'yisamei chav yosef. B'mai d'maraisa l'mifkid b'ovid. And that's why Rabbi Yosef would have been happy. At least in his havim, he would have been happy. That he wasn't commanded. Mishum hachi ha'yokol l'verek ha'bol mitzvah. Because he can make the brachas. V'yokol lo'im v'tzivanu. And he can say v'tzivanu. Given the mechayim d'rabbanan, since it's chayim d'rabbanan, because gam berak b'member likin heichon tzivanu miloi saser. That's the gemara we mentioned yesterday. Aval isha afilu d'rabbanan lemechayim and amitzas esay shazman grama k'demulcha b'perak mishamaysoi. Like Tosfos says by us, gabenoshim chayovas b'kiddush hayoyim to boy the memra d'rabbanan. Right, we looked up this gemara yesterday. Abai wanted to say maybe she's chayim d'rabbanan. The parak alon. Rabbi asked, well, if she's going to be chayim and kiddush d'rabbanan. Im kein kommt sich man gramm und khaib mit der ban. Ich bin khaib und alle mit sich selbst waren gramm mit der ban. So she's clear she's not khaib mit der ban in mit sich man gramm. Und in ein so kan buch be hat be reis so kan da finden mit ban khaib. Why? Because it says over there by Hilni Amalko she wasn't khaib, right? Right? So hey gramm mit sich ban, so she can't say mit sich ban. So that seems to be like the Ran said by us, the Rabbeinu Tam's Raya from Suma is not a Raya, because Soif Kol Soif, we see from the Mishnah in Megillah, from the Mishnah in Megillah, again, the first Raya he said is not such a Raya, the Raya from the Haggadah is not such a Raya, but the Ran's Raya, the Raya from the Mishnah in Megillah, that Rabbi Yehuda says, a Suma who never got enough in Ma'oris cannot be Peres El Shema. Is mashma that if he did, he could be baris al shema, even though he's potter. So you see, must be he has a chiyuv midrabanan. Must be he has a chiyuv midrabanan. And ish of mitzvah shazman grama does not have a chiyuv midrabanan. That we've proven, and therefore you can't pick a raya from one to the other. I'm just not sure about one thing. Why is the second raya any better than the first raya? The first raya is saying it's not a raya because really maybe he's potter, but he can be moitzi other people in the chiyuv midrabanan even though he's potter. The Haggadah raya. So can you say the same thing by Peres El Shema? Tosfos brought two rayas that the Suma is chayv and mitzvahs midrabanan, and therefore you can't bring any proof from the fact that he makes brachas to the fact that an isha makes brachas. One raya was Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef was moitzi everybody else in the Haggadah because they held the mitzvah was midrabanan, and one is the Peres El Shema case. Then had he once been able to see, we would have let him do it. So the first raya Tosfos says is not such a raya. Maybe the Suma is totally potter. Maybe he's not chayiv midrabanan. And yet he can be moitzi other people that are chayiv midrabanan. What about the Peres El Shema case?
Again, since it could be that he is totally potter, nonetheless, he can be moitzi other people.
Yeah.
Then he's like a woman. And you can make the comparison between the two.
You can compare it to a woman.
Okay.
Correct.
You
can.
What?
Can or can?
You were able to.
You are able.
Right. That's for sure. If a sum is potter from mitzvahs, even midrabanan, and we have this Rabbeinu Tam's raya from Rabbi Yosef that he was happy, and he wouldn't have been happy if he lost brachas, then I would have a raya. It's just that the sum makes brachas even though he's potter, and isha makes brachas even though he's potter. But if I see that a sum is chayiv in mitzvahs midrabanan, and an isha by mitzvah is man grama is potter even midrabanan, there's no raya anymore. The fact that Suma can say mitzivanu does not prove that an isha can say mitzivanu. He's saying mitzivanu because you're allowed to say mitzivanu under rabbanans. That's the whole gemara plus sasor, but she can't. Very good. That's the insight. Now we have Tosfos brought two rayas where we see that a musum is chayiv in mitzvah midrabanan, and therefore we have no raya from him to an isha. One raya was the Haggadah, another raya was Peres El Shema. From the Godaraya, he said, you know what, it's not such a raya. Does the Gerai that he's chayiv mid rabbanim? Maybe he's potter mid rabbanim. He's just being moitzi them and their chiyuv mid rabbanim, which you could do. That's how we knocked off the first raya.
Well, in the Shema case, is it a
chiyuv rabbanim? But the Shema case, he doesn't knock it off. So that's what I'm asking. I understood that Birchus Kriya Shema is a derabbanim. I mean, because they're being said on Shema, which is a deraisa. It's not Birchus Kriya Shema. It's not about Shema. It's about Birchus Kriya Shema. Ah, unless whoever was moitzi them in that was also moitzi them in the Shema. Is that how it worked over there? So that's what Taisus. So if he was potter, he would never be able to moitzi them. But if he was chayv mid derabbanim, then he could be moitzi them. And the Raisa, no. Wouldn't help. Yeah, I'm just not sure why his dichoy to the first raya is not good enough to be a dichoy to the second raya. That's what I'm not. It could be right. It could be just missing something.
Maybe there's no way that could have been there.
Well, Paris al Shema.
Again, by Haggadah.
It must be connected to the Shema itself.
By Haggadah, you want to say that like, even though he's not higher.
At all.
Because it's a guy who saw once, it was definitely a guy who saw once.
He saw once, yeah. A guy that saw once.
And then Rabbi Yehuda said it had to be because we never saw. So if he saw once,
right,
he was the Rabbanah. So there is a difference.
So, okay.
Well, so what's he being motivated? The whole focus is
I guess Matzah. In the CPT is Mitzrayim.
The whole focus on Matzah.
No, because if Matzah is the Rabbanah, then the Mitzrayim is also the Rabbanah. To be moitzi dechem, their choiva of saying their gada. So there, Tosa says, it's not necessarily a raya that he's chayiv derabbanan. Maybe he's totally potter, but he can be moitzi them and their derabbanan anyway. But over here, Tosa says, by peres Shema, it is a raya. Tosa doesn't knock off the raya to say it is a raya. Why is this different? Peres Shema lechoira. Yeah, okay, I'm not 100% sure. Right. Right.
So if someone themselves is higher to do it,
like
taking on to him,
it's
not
high at all.
But
the CPT says,
it's not a
problem. Yeah, but CPT, no, but you see, Tosis, you see, the Gemara asked, but CPT was rhyme. The Gemara treated that as something you have to be made to somebody. You have to be, otherwise, the whole shock of a tie of that Gemara you don't need. If you could just play a tape recorder, you know, if you could just listen to a Summa saying it, and we don't care whether he's Chayv or Potter, you know, we obviously care about his Chayv on some level. The question is, how much Chayv does he have to have? So Gemara says, well, sit his own Derabbanan, and there's some difference. It could be also, I'm just thinking the difference is that which Tosfos says, I don't know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
with the case of Pesach, we say we're not sure that he's completely potter. He may have a chiyuv derabanan
No, we wanted to bring a raya from there that he has a chiyuv derabanan. Then Taisa says it's not a raya, because really he could be potter. And that which the Gemara says, that the reason they remind to other people is because they held matzahs with derabanan, just means that since the other people's chiv is with their banan, the summa, even though he's potter, could be mighty them. Just like a katan can bench for his father who only ate a kazayis. The place he says. But then he says, but from Paris al Shema, from there we have a real raya. That what? The summa is chayv their banan. Because if not, how could it be Paris al Shema? The summa that once saw the Moiris. How could it be Paris al Shema? Doesn't make sense. Must be, he's chayv their banan. So now 1 second. Why? What's he doing? He's doing it per shus. He might see other people's chiv derabbanon, because birus birushma is derabbanon. And you have the same territory as you did before, no? What's the difference between the two? That's what I'm trying to.
Maybe when you're answering to a broker, it's different to like when you know. The case before wasn't a broker case, it was like the three times. This is a broker case.
Yeah.
It's
broker. The mitzvah here is a broker. Yeah.
It's
true, but.
What do you mean you're into? It's a whole different type of mitzvah to being you're into. I think it's about brokers.
So, what's the pitot of the summa in
the second. What?
What's the Ketor Asura by Sefer Yitzrayim?
It's part of a mitzvah.
Part of a mitzvah, period.
Yeah. According to Abiyuda.
Because, whatever.
Yeah, it's Pesukim.
So, that's just something, it's a general Ketor, right?
Right. It's part of a whole mitzvah.
By Shema, even is. Is more fundamental because he hasn't seen.
It could be it's simple. No, but this guy has seen.
He saw it.
The guy that has seen, we're asking about. It could be it's partial. It could be I'm making a mistake. It could be just. Could be Shema. Paris or Shema means you're also saying Shema, which is the Doraisa. So by Doraisa.
No, but it's still a problem. How can you vote for them?
So maybe that's Arvis. Maybe that's. Oh, so maybe that's Arvis. Maybe the Pshat is Arvis. But would they have Arvis? Yeah, they'd have Arvis. Maybe that's the Pshat. Maybe that's what Tosis meant. Meaning. To be made to you in a Chiv Durabonon, like the Sipri Tzitzram case, I could even be Potter. But to be mighty you in Chiv Doraisa, I must be Chayv at least Durabon. Ah, if you're only Chayv Durabon, how could you still have a lesser Chiv than me? How could you be mighty me? Maybe the answer to that is because once I have a Chiv Durabon, I'm Bechal the Parish of Arvis. Once you have a Chiv in this mitzvah, even as Durabon, then you're Bechal the Parish of Arvis. Bechal the Parish of Arvis, I can be mighty you even if I'm not Chayv. It's like if I was already used in the mitzvah, I can be mighty you a second time. He doesn't speak it out. Yeah, he doesn't speak it out. No, Tarzan expected us to understand this chiluk pashit. Could be I'm just missing something. Maybe look in the Tosfos of Rosh and Rosh Hashanah. Is there a kibbutz in Rosh Hashanah? Let's pause this for 1 second. The Tosfos of Rosh. Our Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah brings the first raya from the Haggadah. Then he's doicha the raya. Correct? Then he brings the second raya from Megillah. Tosfos Rosh brings both rayas together. He says, I see from the case in the Haggadah, and I also see from the case by the Megillah, that the sum is chayv midrabon. Then he says, miu nuchal loymar, I can throw off the rayas. The summa afil midrabanan loy mechayiv. he's really not chayv, even midrabanan. Vafilach, even so, how you choyim of sheishir of yaitzav alatsi achayim shechayav midrabanan, they could be mighty them. Give them the potter. Vichayin suma yokel defroys al shema, and the suma can be peris al shema as well. The brachos derabanan, because the brachos of kriyas shema derabanan. The rishus yokel oitzav barchayuva. A rishus can be mighty and barchayiv derabanan, like a cousin mavarik for his father. Taiz Rosh says mamish like us. Taiz Rosh says mamish like us. He says the same tikkun you have to that raya, it's the same thing to this raya. But you have to understand Taiz. Taiz clearly didn't learn that way. Because Taiz is a doicha the raya, and then he brings the second raya.
The
raya from the Agoda.
The Agoda case was simply that. I thought they were saying that you see that a suma is chayv midrabanan. How do you see that? You see that from the Haggadah case.
That's what he wanted to say.
And I wanted to say that's not true, because it could be that they weren't chayv midrabanan.
And they could still.
But the case,
true.
I thought the case according to Shema is that at least the Rebbe Yehuda, he is chayv midrabanan. No question, he's chayv midrabanan.
But how do we know that?
That's not the issue.
No, we want to prove from there that he's chayv midrabanan.
I thought from there we wanted to prove that you could be. No, that,
the fact that he can be put.
That he's
yeah.
To prove that from there.
No, that's what they want to prove. That exact thing. And
but
Tosis. His
sheet is simply that if you have seen the Ma'oros.
Then you can be Paris Al Shema. Not one second. How can you be Chai? But you're a Suma.
Because within his definition of who's Chai or not, is that he's not a real Suma.
No. That's not the Pshat. That's not the pshat. The Ran knocked off that pshat. No. No. The Ran said that was what you're saying now is the Bechid Tema in the Ran. The Ran mentioned that as a possibility, but he said it's not the pshat. Remember, the Ran said Bechid Tema, Rabbi Yehuda only meant to pater a Suma who was always blind, and that's all Rabbi Yehuda was talking about. The Ran said that can't be because Rabbi Yosef wasn't always blind. Gouged his eyes out. That was what the Ran said. What you're saying was the Habimin in the Ran. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
but the Maskon, it's not true.
Okay,
Rabbi Yehuda Pat is a Sumo, any Sumo. So therefore, Tosis is saying, and that's what the Ran was saying also, I want to bring a Raya from Megillah that, you know, if he never saw, so there's a technical reason why he can't do it, because he never saw the Ma'iris. He never got enough from the Ma'iris. But in as much as he did get enough from the Ma'iris, he could be Paris Al Shema. How can you let him be Paris Al Shema? He's potter from mitzvahs. Must be his chayv midrabanan. So the Torah of the Rosh says exactly what we wanted to say. The same way I knocked off the raya from a god, I can knock off this raya too. Maybe he's potter, even the rabbanon, but he has a right to be mighty others in their chayv midrabanan. So that's mamma the Torah of the Rosh says. It's ganz kishmak. That's what bothered me. That's what bothered me in Tosis. I couldn't understand why Tosis wasn't saying that. The Tosis does say that. Problem is, Tosis doesn't. So you have to understand Tosis. But at least now I don't feel like...
What is it?
At least now we can move weiter and say, okay, this is something we don't understand. As opposed to before, where I thought we mamish, like, felt missed something. What? No, so he learns differently than Tosis. He says you can throw these rayas off. I mean, he learns very similar to Tosis, but he says the same way he can knock up the first raya, he can knock up the second raya. But Taisus doesn't say that. For some reason, that's still Tzorichin. Yeah, that's still Tzorichin, but it doesn't bother me.
No, I don't hear.
It doesn't bother me as much anymore, because at least we have the Taisus Rosh. Yeah, so right, it's not even your Gemara. Next to your Gemara, it is? So if I were you, I'd write Ayin Taisus Rosh over there. But, okay, very good. Very good. So that's the question, why Taisus couldn't knock off the second ride the same way. Now, another way you could knock off the second raya, which Tosis also brings down in Megillah. Again, according to Tosis, the second raya is still standing. We're not sure why, but according to Tosis, the second raya against Rabbeinu Tam is still standing. Again, Rabbeinu Tam, you want to prove from the fact that a Suma can make brachas, so too Noshim can make brachas. I have a raya from Mishnah Megillah that a Suma is chayv midrabanan, paris al shema, and therefore, what right do you have to apply the Suma to the Noshim? Again, according to Tosis Rosh, we knocked off that raya too, the same way Tosis knocked off the first. But according to Tosis, that raya still stands. So Tosis says, there's another way to knock off that raya, another way to defend Rabbeinu Tam, And that is the following. The Yerushalmi. Zog Toysvis. Miu. That's where we left off. Umiu bi Yerushalmi mishani shinuya achrino akushin Rabbi Yehuda Veruda. The Yerushalmi was bothered by the same question. How can Rabbi Yehuda say, how can Rabbi Yehuda imply that if he once saw the Moiris, he could be Paris al Shema? Rabbi Yehuda said that Asuma is Pata from Mitzvahs. So the Rishami answers, right? Rishami, Mishani, Shnu, Achmina, Kush, Rabbi Yehuda. The Kol Shlom Ra, Moiris, the Pata, Moiris. The Pata, Rabbi Rishami, Mishani, Rabbi Yosh, Babayis, Oifel. Kakani, Oimar, Yosh, Babayis, Oifel, Lipas, Al Shema. Mashma, Shavatuloy, Mishlo, Moiris, Biamab, Shinoil, Bimaoro. The Eino Isumo. The Yerushalmi says that Mishnah does not really mean a sumo. It means someone who never saw the Ma'oris for technical reasons.
Born in the cave.
He was never, but he's not a sumo. So Yerushalmi says it's not a kasha. Rebbe Yehuda holds a sumo is potter for mitzvahs. That doesn't change. He's potter completely. Aye, but you said someone who never saw the Ma'oris can't say Paris HaShema Mashma. If he once saw the Moiris, he could. That's a Tumat Asuma. It's Tumat a guy in a cave. So if he lived his whole life in a cave, he can't be Paris HaShema. But if he used to live outside, and now he moved into the cave, and now having been in the cave, could be Paris HaShema. That's all it means. According to Yerushalmi, that's what it means.
And Asuma?
So the whole value doesn't start. Asuma is put there completely. Rabbi Yehuda and that Mishnah Megillah never meant a real Asuma, which is a Chiddush, because the words in the Mishnah are Oh, I'm not sure. The words of the Mishnah is Mishnah Azmi Yama. I don't know if it says. Open Megillah Chav Dalid. Yeah, could be that's Yerushalmi's Diyuk. Could be that's Yerushalmi's. Turn back one. What did it say? Sumo or? At the end of the Mishnah, the last part of the Mishnah.
Sumo Paris Hashma. I'm attacking. You never go to Lord Paris Hashma.
Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Rabbi Yehuda, there's no word suma.
The context
is mashma suma. So the Taisus goes on to say that truth is in Babli, and this
could say that he could have used the same lotion. Maybe he went to
he went out of his way to say it differently. That's what Yerushalmi learns. That's what Yerushalmi learns the Mishnah. The Taisus goes on to say that in Babli it's not really mashma that way. In Babli it's mashma. If you look in the Gemara there, it's talking about mamish or suma. Yeah, it's the same similar Taisus. Yeah. That's what he goes on to say, Tosis. And in Babli, it's not so mashma that way. What does he say? He says, Ubamagila Nami Parakla, Yerushalmi, Allah, the He, the Ain Girses, Yerushalmi, Bechavonois, Labamakas, Labamagila, the Gemara, the Don Mamagila, the Mashma Hachi, it's not mashma that way in the Gemara Megillah. The mashma, the mari b'suma, mamish. The gemara over there is mashma. It's talking about a real suma. The mafarish time at the Rabbi Yehuda mishum. They don't name the ma'oris because it says over there. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say his potter? Because he never got a no from the ma'oris. The mafarish and the gemara says, but Rabban and Israel no. The Rabban and Olti does get a no. Rabbi Yosi, shirah suma v'buka biyadoi. Rabbi Yosi once saw a suma carrying a torch. Bamele b'ni abuka zulama. What did the torch for? You're blind. Amar lo, because man should because you will be a di rayin asiv and the other matzil atzim and abchasim and abarkanim. Right, that they could people as long as they carry the torch, people will see me and they'll be able to warn me about cracks in the road or stuff like that. Ubad mishroi yafa erle shenoy the b'maara, but a person that can see fine, just he was born in a cave. B'lumbar ma'ir salami, he never saw the ma'iris. Lo shayich high timer. That whole mashal doesn't apply to such a person. In the Gemara is using that mashal to explain why there are bun and argue on Rabbi Yehuda, because the Suma could benefit from it when he walks with because other people use the light to warn him. But that svar doesn't apply to a guy in a ma'ara because he could see fine. The problem is he's in a ma'ara, so it's not mashma from our Gemara that our Gemara learned like the Rishami. Adka. So without the Yerushalmi, you'd have to say, again, according to Tosfos Rosh, Lechaira, we can still say like Rabbeinu Tam. Asuma is Pata completely. Yerisha is Pata completely. If Asuma makes brachas, she makes brachas, it's always very nice. But Tosfos didn't go like that. The only defense Tosfos had to this raya was the Yerushalmi. And he's saying that the Gemara in Bava is not mashup like the Yerushalmi. So that would mean that at the end of the day, like the Ran said, that we really have no raya from Suma to Isha, because the Suma is Chayv Midr Banan, and Isha is not Chayv Midr Banan. That's what would come out. Okay, the Ran says, anyway, we pass like a Benetan. We don't agree with Raya, but we pass like him. Now Tosfos says,
agree with Israel. At some level, we must agree with him.
Yeah.
I thought he was 6 foot.
Oh. Now here's an important point. Zokta Rikiva Eger. If a sumah is patur from mitzvahs. Well, let's put it this way. Rabbi Yehuda holds a sumah is patur from mitzvahs. Does that mean all mitzvahs, or does that mean only mitzvahs I say? They're crying about a shayla. Is a sumah chayv in mitzvahs moisa set midaraisa according to Rabbi Yehuda? I might have mentioned this, so we're giving one. A woman? No. She's only part of the material, man, grandma, but assume it's part of from Kol HaMitzvahs. That's what Rabbi Yehuda learned out.
I would assume it's Mitzvahs HaSeh, but
why? Oh, so.
Because he has to do an action. Yeah, be a mensch, you have to be a mensch. But to do a Mitzvahs HaSeh, you have to do an action. What are Mitzvahs Lo HaSeh? Be a mensch, basically.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Big adult.
Lo HaSeh is
Lo HaSeh. Many of them are.
Oh, so
they're basically Sheva Al Tasa, right?
Yeah.
So you don't build the sea not to do an Adera.
So, yeah, but he learned it out from Zeres Akosa. It's not like a Svara. It's Zeres Akosa.
So
let's. This Svara might. Oh, so Rukidega says. Rukidega asks the Shaila. He asks the Shaila. This Svar is important Svar, though. 1 second. Kivega asks the Shaila. Kivega Madura Tinyana in Shuvas. Shuvas Madura Tinyana and Simon Kufn and Gimel. He asks the Shaila. Adain Yishlefakvik Tas. Yishmakum Sopik in Rabbi Yehuda and assume it's part of a mitzvah. If it's part of also from life, says, or only mitzvah say. So Kivega says, I've arrived in Toysus and Rosh Hashanah Daflam and Gimel that is Chayv in Loisa says. Why? Because Tosfos, what is Tosfos saying? Tosfos is saying, and the Ran Bayos also said basically, that the reason why is he going against Rabbi Tam's Raya? Why can a Suma say a bracha and an Isha can't say a bracha? Because it's Chayv Derabanan, and an Isha is Pater, even Mi Derabanan. So Frechter Kveger, why are you allowed to say a bracha under Rabbanans? Asher Kedishanu B'mitzayis V'tzivanu. On a derabban, why are you allowed to say that on a derabban? Lasasa, that's the Gemara in Shabbos. So Dr. Kivega must be chayv and loisasa. If you wouldn't be chayv and loisasa, there's no chayv derabban. The whole chayv derabban doesn't start. Shalavich be'geincha. Yeah, the Gemara also brings shalavich be'geincha. Yeah, that's true. It can't be that. Since Gavaldik, he says. And he says, Tosfos says that Atzuma can make brachos because Chayv Derabanan. He says, Mikol Makom, Heich Yochel Devarech Mitzivanu, Hainim Ulav Adaloi Sosser. V'rahak Lav Guvenu, he's not Chayv Adaloi Sosser. V'im Kein, Be'ezen Koya Chutuk Ulav Achiv Derabanan. Where does Achiv Derabanan come from? Ela Al Kor, Chok must be, Do'ayv Ra'al Al Mitzvah Loi Sosser. Ke Mitzasi, Shekosu, V'sev Akasu, Da'ar, that's what Kibeg. So over here, there's an interesting svar. The next line of that's what Kivega says. The next line of Tosfos. Oh, don't put your Tosfos in the way yet. Two more lines. Yeah, Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah. Ulefi is the first word on the line. Ulefi is the first word on the line. Ulefi mashi perashti the suma chayv midrabanan beish the pentura. What I'm saying now that assumes chayv and mitzvahs derabanan and an isha's potter, yeish litin tam. We need to explain bedover D'chmir Rabbanan b'sumo. Why did they give a midrabbanan chiyuv to a suma but not to an isha? Why? They're both patur from mitzvahs, and the rabbanan sought it fit to mechayiv him, but not her. Why? So he says, oh, d'chmir Rabbanan b'sumo mishum. The mimina debar chiyuv. So first it says because he's a min debar chiyuv. He's a man. He comes from a min who's chayiv in mitzvahs. V'oy, listen to the second teretz. Shelo yerek in nochri. This is similar to what Yemi was saying. Even though there are kashas on this, it's not so poshut, but he'll look like a guy. Then betaitelim become mitzvahs. If you bat him from all the mitzvahs.
That's already different than what I said.
Nimsa. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we'll get to what I jumped the gun. I'll get to what you were saying in a second. He says, if we're not chayiv him in mitzvahs, then it'll look like a goy. Then patatli become mitzvahs, nimtza dina noig b'tor Yisrael klal. He's not noig b'tor Yisrael. He's not doing any mitzvahs. Aval yishi patatli become mitzvahs in shaman grumba. Yisha dain mitzvahs to mechayev es buhu. She still has mitzvahs. Assume is part of him all the mitzvahs. So, he won't look like a tzur of a Jew. He had to give him a derabbanan dikachiyev to do the mitzvahs. But an Isha shall have the other mitzvah. Shall have all the mitzvahs that say Shalei is man grama, or the other things that she's chayiv in, that even ours man grama, like Kiddush and Pesach and all these things. She's got plenty of mitzvahs left, so she could tell she's a yid. So Rabban didn't have to go and be machayiv and the things that Torah made her butter from. But the Suma, the things that Torah made her butter from is all the mitzvahs. He's talking not going to look like his materials is so a cloud. So they're burning out to give him a chiv. Now, that's very good if he's putter from all the mitzvahs. But Rabbi Kineke just said he's chayv in 365 of them. So what's Tosh is talking about? Ah, so that's what I say to Yisvar. Yisvar is L'chor is mukhlech according to Rabbi Kineke. Why? Because Tosh's whole svara is he won't look like Tosh Yisrael. But I'm saying, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, this Suma is chayiv in the Lois HaSes. So you see from this that at least Rabbi Kiva Eger understood that being chayiv in the Lois HaSes is not enough to make it look like the Torah is throw. Why? Because what do the Lois HaSes say? So I'm not killing a guy right now. So I'm not eating chazer right now. I'm not in the mood for chazer. I'm in the mood for grilled cheese. I don't know. It doesn't show that I'm a Torah Yisrael. It's not a riot to anything. Like you said, it's mostly shaving out Altasim. But if you don't have any mitzvahs to say, then you don't look like you're a Torah Yisrael. So that's a chara, how you have to understand Torah Yisrael according to Kibbeger. Even though there are those that ask on that svar, because the marshal, what? Well, extra payas is not, just not cutting your payas. Maybe you like the haircut, not to cut your payas. You know? Those have been hugging already, though. No, but they ask even more. They ask even more stark, like from Shechita, you can't eat an avelo. That's a lois hazeh. But because you can't eat an avelo, you can have to do Shechita. So even the lois hazeh is causing to do certain things that are kumbaseh. You could say, okay, so then don't eat meat. Yeah. It's that a partial svar? Plus, you also have that the lo yisaseh is carried with them mitzaseh. Like what would Zachar v'shomer look like for a sumo on a doraisa level? Is chayv and shomer according to Kiveger? So maybe the chayv and Zachar too. That's the drasha. So in any way, I have Zachar. So, meaning it's not so partial just to say the lo yisaseh were not enough to show the Torah. But that's the core of what Kiveger is saying. The lo yisaseh were not enough to show these materials of Yisrael.
Daily basis.
I guess in general, generally basis, speaking, right? You could have situations. I mean, Zachar v'Shomer, though, that's a pretty good timing. I go upon, and that's why I always like to say that in the Chumash, the way when Chumash HaPikudim, Sefer Bamidbar, the Chumash of counting Klal Yisrael, it starts off with the word Bamidbar. It's called Sefer Bamidbar. The Gemara of the word Bamidbar is 248. Ramach Mitzlasei. They want to show who Klal Yisrael is. When you're counting them, you're showing, that's a yid, that's what a yid looks like. So you see, from a kineger, it's pshat and toises, that's dafka totally in the midst of that say. So Bamidbar is Gematria 248.
That's just my own suffering. But the svar is. Tomorrow go onward.
Yeah.
Come on, Sandy. Tell us all, Sandy.
Anonymous.